online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Amante Falkenstein.
Two Russian men are now being hunted on suspicion of conspiracy to murder over the Salisbury Novichok poisonings. Prosecutors say there's enough evidence to charge Alexander Petrov and Roslyn Bosharov. Sergei Skripal, Yulia Skripal and Wiltshire police officer Nick Bailey were all exposed to the nerve agent. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu has been giving more details about the suspects.
Both suspects are approximately 40 years old. They are both Russian nationals and they were travelling on Russian passports. It is likely that they were travelling under aliases, and these are not their real names.
But authorities say they won't try to extradite them, as Russian law won't allow it. A man's been put in jail for more than 4 years following a drunken fight in Ramsgate, which left a man with life-changing head injuries. Joe Shaw now has to be fed through a tube and is unable to speak after Liam Bayliss punched him outside Rocker Bar. The 24-year-old from Newcastle Hill in Cliftonville near Margate admitted causing GBH. Armed police have arrested a man in Gillingham following reports a woman was threatened with a gun. Officers were called to Park Avenue yesterday afternoon. A 52-year-old from Tunbridge is being questioned on suspicion of having a firearm. We're told no weapons have been recovered. For the third year in a row, there's been a rise in the number of kids in Kent ending up in hospital with carbon monoxide poisoning. 18 cases were reported last year. That's up from just one in 2015 and five more than that over the last 12 months. We're again being urged to get a detector fitted at home as the gas can't be seen or smelt. A&E Dr. James Ashcroft says it's known as the silent killer.
When the levels start to build up in your body and in your blood, it starts to mean that you can't actually absorb oxygen anymore. And this means that you can't breathe. The tissues in the body, like the brain and the heart, won't receive the oxygen that they need.
Symptoms include dizziness, sickness and headaches and can often be confused with a cold or the flu. A woman from Kent has been told she could face prison for stealing £15,000 from the British Rail and Sports Club in Ashford. Kelly Stevens admitted to taking the money while she was working there and then changing the records to cover her tracks. The 38-year-old mum from Chartwell Road in Kings North will be sentenced at Crown Court at a later date. The Archbishop of Canterbury is calling for action to tackle the widening gap between the rich and poor in the UK. Justin Welby is calling for economic reform following a report which suggests living standards for millions have stagnated and the current system's not working for young people. He says there are many issues that need to be addressed.
The large gender and race pay gaps which characterise our economy and the discrimination and exclusion widely experienced by women, ethnic minorities, people with disabilities and others are evidence of structural injustice.
He's also calling for more public spending and an increase in the minimum wage. Talks will take place today to try and stop more clashes in the so-called scallop war between fishermen from Britain and France. The French aren't happy because British boats can dredge for scallops all year round while they're not allowed to over summer. And two of Kent's beaches have been named as some of the most Instagrammed in Britain. Herne Bay came second in the list with more than 77,000 hashtags, while Botany Bay and Broadstairs was sixth with more than 50,000.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Crickets and plays due to get underway shortly on day two of Kent's County Championship match against Northamptonshire. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, rain delayed the start at Canterbury this morning, but the covers are now off. The visitors will resume on 71 for 8 after Kent made just 137 in their first innings. On to football, and the Gillingham manager says his side gave everything they had following a 4-0 defeat to Portsmouth in the Checkatrade Trophy. Two goals in a few minutes towards the end of the first half put the Jewels in a difficult position. Here's boss Steve Lovell.
We'll take the positives out of it, and that is that the boys have given everything. They've given a good account of themselves, and as I said, after 40 minutes I was quite pleased and enjoying what I was seeing, but two goals in 5 minutes sort of knocked the stuffing out of us.
Gillingham have two more group games to play against Tottenham's under-21s and Crawley Town. And in tennis, defending champion Rafael Nadal has beaten Dominic Thiem to reach the semi-finals of the US Open. He eventually triumphed after nearly 5 hours of play. Meantime, Serena Williams remains on course to win a 24th Grand Slam tennis title. She progressed to the last four with a straight sets victory over number 8 seed Carolina Pliskova.
And that's the latest. Next update's at 2.